have hammered out a franchise agreement with Charter. Madison County has always operated under a franchise agreement with Charter and all their successors, dating back to Syncom and Crown Cable and all of those. It expired a handful of years ago. The law has changed a couple times since then. Charter sat on this. I've been basically battling with them for some time, trying to get a new agreement. If you recall, last year we rewrote our ordinance to update it with the state law, sent it to Charter, asked for them to prepare a revised agreement. Here we are. We finally have one. We've agreed to the language. Everything in it is acceptable. We thought Charter would obtain a statewide license so they didn't have to do these individual franchise agreements in every community, but they chose to pass on that, and that's their choice. So, I think Madison County is one of the last communities to renew their franchise agreement, so we're ready to move forward with it. Basically, the changes in the agreement is just updating it from, 2000 standards to 2014. Everything's changed. AT&T has entered the marketplace, so they now have competition in a lot of communities. Satellite TV has taken off. The whole marketplace has changed, so a lot of that's reflected in the agreement.
Does this mean that there will be a possibility of there being Charter, that they'll be maybe possibly out in the country more so, rather than just in cities?
What it says is that they're required, if a new subdivision is built and the density is such, to extend cable in that new subdivision. That's always been the case, and it's still the case with this. So, yes and no. It has to do where their existing lines are. If they already have a line going down a road and someone wants to develop the property next to it and there's enough houses, they have to extend.
But if there's an existing subdivision that's out in the country, they're not obligated.
Well, if it meets a density and the people request it, yes.
It can?
Yeah.
But so I guess there's a certain amount that they have to have.
It's like 40 houses per strand mile is basically, okay. which would pick up any traditional subdivision. May not pick up houses spread out here and there,
but
it would pick up a traditional laid-out subdivision.
My office is on Main Street, Wood River. They have a subdivision there, and they've never had Charter.
Really?
Nope. We finally were able to, with the building I'm in, we're able to get Charter phones and Charter, well, I guess the whole thing now. So maybe they brought it, but I mean, I've been there 14 years, and this is the first time Charter's come into this little neighborhood.
Well, I don't think I think someone has to request it. I don't think they automatically go and...
We asked. Well, I know the business asked. I don't know about the people there.
Yeah.
Maybe there aren't enough homes back there. I've never counted them. I don't.
Yeah. The Charter will always extend it at your costs. But they're required at their cost to extend it. If a house is within 150 feet or you have a 40 per strand mile, then they have to extend it. That's what this agreement says.
I haven't even read this agreement. How long is this agreement? How many years?
I think it's 5 years and it automatically renews.
Okay. You've read it all, Brenda.
Yeah, 5 years, and it will automatically renew for 5 years unless either party notifies that they don't want to renew it.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Can we get a motion?
So made.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Any pertinent things that you want to ask about? If not...
Yes.
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 Motion approved.
It may be on this month's county board agenda. It might be the following month. I need to go back and read what our public notice requirements are. I may have to put a notice in the paper prior to adoption, but it'll be one or the other.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Is there any new business to come for this committee?
You have anything, Debbie?
I have no new business, but I did want to inform the committee that we are voting in-person absentee. That started
I need to get an absentee ballot for my daughter.
Awesome.
Yes.
Voter registration for deputy registrars will end tomorrow. Grace period starts on the 8th. Grace period now with the change of legislation goes all the way through to election day now. So if a person that you know isn't registered or missed that opportunity with a deputy registrar, you can still send them into the office. We'll register them and allow them to vote that day.
Yeah, the thing is that when they, in order to register them after this period, then they have to vote right then.
Yes, they
if
have
you go
to.
In on Tuesday and you let them register, but they got to vote. Right, which
they come in
really
tomorrow.
A great
if they
thing.
Come in on Wednesday, they have to register and vote the same day.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But it's only here. They can't go to a satellite.
It's only here. It's only here.
Well, they don't. So, like in Chicago, they have to go to the clerk's office there.
I know that they have to do that here in Madison County. I'm not sure
if
what's happening.
There won't
happening.
Be any shenanigans in Chicago, I'm sure.
I don't know what's happening there, but here. I don't have any satellite deputy registrars, and that's the problem. We're not equipped for it,
right.
And I don't have the manpower to try to.
I think we're going above beyond, really. I mean, I'm really glad if somebody really wants to vote, they can certainly come here and vote. You know,
yeah, I mean,
if they've forgotten to register.
Talk about convenience.
Yeah.
I second your comment. Yeah,
talk
I think,
about convenience.
I think it's above and beyond because years ago, if you wasn't registered by a certain time, well, you just didn't get
you missed
vote.
Out.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know a lot of
early
people.
Voting starts on the 20th
yeah.
of October, and so those satellite, those temporary and permanent locations will start on the 20th of October, run all the way through the Sunday before election, which I believe is November 2nd.
The only thing different is that they'll have to come here to register. They can't register at one of the other satellite places.
No, sir, they cannot.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other business to come before this committee? No. Most adjourned is in order.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.